recap of the weekend. St. Patrick's Day weekend is here. Welcome to the Weekend Warrior. This is the DJBC, and on Friday is St. Patrick's Day, and depending on the weather, there will be a parade in downtown Columbus around the noon hour, followed by the Irish Family Reunion. That's all put together by the Shamrock Club of Central Ohio. And Columbus Diocese Bishop Earl Fernandez gave a proclamation allowing Catholics to eat meat as long as they do something to make up for that by Saturday, which includes going to a St. Patrick's church in the diocese, praying the breastplate of St. Patrick, or a couple of other stuff. And while Dublin celebrated St. Patrick's Day early, they are having a pub crawl on Saturday, and this weekend in Gahanna, over by Creekside, like they do in Chicago, they're gonna paint Big Walnut Creek green for St. Patrick's Day over by Creekside in Gahanna this weekend. Tuesday afternoon at noon on the City of Columbus's YouTube channel, you can view the State of the City address by Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther. Theater Roundup Into the Woods opens this weekend at the Short North Stage with special guest star Diana DeGarmo. Down in Grove City, a little theater off Broadway, you have Murder Inn, and now on the East Side, Gallery Players as Something Rotten. Now through April 11th at the main branch of the Columbus Metropolitan Library, you have the exhibit World on the Move, which explores 250,000 years of human migration developed by the American Anthropological Association together with the Smithsonian's Center of Folk Life and Cultural Heritage and Smithsonian Exhibits, and administered by the American Library Association's Public Programs Office. And the main library is one of only 15 libraries nationwide that will have this exhibit. And the local partners are the Ethiopian Tewado Social Services, Community Refugee and Immigration Services, or CRIS for short, and Jewish Family Services, and Columbus Metropolitan Library. They're going to have a lot of events through April 12th tying in with this event. And finally, March is Mad. Friday and Sunday at Nationwide Arena, you have the men's tournament. And the teams that will be playing, you have Purdue playing the play-in winner between Fairleigh Dickinson and Texas Southern, Michigan State versus USC, Marquette versus Vermont, and Memphis versus Florida Atlantic on Friday. And the winners will play each other on Sunday. And Saturday at the Schottenstein Center, Ohio State will play James Madison, and North Carolina will play the winner of the play-in game between Purdue and St. John's. And the winners of those two games will play on Monday at Value City Arena. And congrats to the four local boys basketball teams playing in the state Final Four and championships this weekend in the state tournament out in Dayton. Division 1, Pickerington Central. Division 2, undefeated Bishop Reedy. And in Division 3, you have Afrocentric and Harvest Prep, who could play for it all in the Division 3 championship, since they're not playing each other in the semifinal round. And the Weekend Warrior will be back next week. Have a good weekend and celebrate responsibly. And may you find a rainbow at the bottom of that pot of gold.